Well, today I'm in Olathe, Kansas, one of the 25 fastest-growing communities in North America. And with me today is John Lagerman, who's the Vice President of Sales for the United States and Canada of John Deere, and Tim Merritt, who's John Deere's Vice President of Marketing for the U.S. and Canada. Mr. Vice President, let me begin with you. Farmers are listening to us today, and some exciting news, and I won't steal your thunder. I'll have you tell us about the announcement you made here in Olathe.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to make it clear that none of this would be possible without the customers that have chosen to make their investment with some of our products. So it's all really predicated on providing sales and service and marketing opportunities for our dealers who then service those customers. And we believe locating to a new facility will help us leverage state-of-the-art facilities and technology, which will help us perfect those opportunities to better support and train our dealer organization, which then they will support our customers.
Mr. Merritt, let's go over to you. I'll have you do a radio picture, as I always ask people, to tell us about the announcement today and about your exciting new facility. I guess it'll be under construction later on this fall.
Sure, and currently we've got a facility in Lenexa, Kansas, 2 to 3 miles from here, where we have about 400 employees work. Today we announced to a group of media and John Deere employees, as well as some of the Olathe City Council, that we'll be moving here to Olathe. We're going to start in October of this year, and in January 2010, we'll close down our current facilities and move over here to this new state-of-the-art facility. So, as John mentioned, as the company continues to grow, we need to continue to reinvest to make sure we've got the latest technology and systems and the best people so we can support our dealers and our customers. So this is really a pivotal part of the strategy of what we're trying to do.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, it must bode well for John Deere. Business must be good. I understand that you'll accommodate, starting with 200 people at your other facility. This has the capacity for 400 employees. It must be things are going well at John Deere.
Well, the one thing we do as a company is emphasize sustainability. And so as we move forward, we make decisions based upon sustainability. And we believe that now is the time to expand, because we have certain needs that need to be facilitated within a new facility. So, yes, business is strong, but it's really based upon a longer-term sustainability approach.
Mr. Mayor, let's go back to you. You have a long-standing presence in Kansas City, do you not?
Yeah, we've been in Kansas City, believe it or not, for about 138 years, and this was the first sales branch set up by John Deere, was here in Kansas City. So we've obviously grown over time, just as the company's grown over time, as far as a presence here in the area. We kind of look at this as another watershed moment, as I mentioned earlier, maybe get us another 138 years. You know, John Deere's been around for 175-plus years, one of the oldest companies in the United States, and we plan to keep that going. And we know the only way we can do that is to still provide good value to our customers and try to continue to meet their needs, and that's really what we're trying to focus on. And this will be a big tool to help us do that.
Mr. Lagerman, we'll finish with you. Tell us when the project will begin and when it will be completed.
Yeah, the building plans are actually, the building will start, groundbreaking will start in October of this year, and we hope to be in the facility by early 2010.
Gentlemen, thank you. Good luck to you. Good luck to John Deere. In Kansas City, actually I better say Olathe, just about 10 miles west of Kansas City, this is Mike Rogers reporting.